Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for August the 14th in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is our one of two, and our goal always, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and absolutely the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founders, one of the great solutions we have at our fingertips. We reject revolution, but stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the earth. Welcome to the broadcast, folks. Yesterday on Monday, our first hour, we had on our buddy Lowell Nelson, CampaignForLiberty.org and RonPaulInstitute.org. Lowell just does a phenomenal job. We talked about the movie by Dinesh D'Souza, Death of a Nation. We talked about how it got a lot right in history. Pretty good movie. Worth watching. But understand that he protects the Republicans big time, and they're just as much part of the swamp as the Democrats. They want you to believe oftentimes that, oh man, we're so close. If we just keep at it, if we just put in another dollar, if we just make another vote, if we just do another election cycle, by golly, the Republicans will go ahead and deliver on what they've been promising forever. And it's been proven over and over and over that they don't, that they won't, that they can't, that they shouldn't, that they couldn't, that they wish they would, but next election cycle, they certainly will. If you just give them a bigger majority or a chance or something, okay, that's the inside lie. Okay, you got to vote for character. You got to vote for good, honest, wise people, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot of great Republicans, but as Kurt likes to wisely say, what is a Republican? Is it somebody who obeys their platform? Is it somebody who stands with the supreme law of the land, the Constitution? Or is it just somebody who claims to be Republican to get elected, only to stab you in the back as a swamp monster insider, huh? Anyway, Death of a Nation movie, good movie, but be very careful. Don't believe in the partisan politics, the left-right paradigm lie. It's bogus, and that's one of the problems with the movie. The Nash, you should know better than that, my friend. All right, we talked about Hans and Sophie Scholl. They were two characters in the movie. And we talked about Birth of the White Rose. What is that, you say? Well, these two children were formerly enthusiastic about the Third Reich. But the siblings soon realized the brutality and the oppression of their own government. By the time World War II broke out, folks, these children had turned from supporters to big-time resistors. They were students at the University of Munich when they formed, quote, the White Rose. And the White Rose was a student-led resistance movement. They stood for the sacred cause of liberty. And the point that Lowell was making with all that is we need to stand for liberty in our day, in our own way, even though it's hard. We talked about a congressional update. Senator Mike Lee doing a phenomenal job. He's voted against four bills we didn't want, and he stopped the bill from coming to the table that we didn't want. Just doing great work. We also talked about the neocons demanding crushing sanctions on Russia. And we talked about how ill-advised these sanctions really are. Sanctions, most times, folks, just promote war. That's all they do. And hatred. They don't do any good for the cause. We talked about the Butina case. And the neo-McCarthyism engulfs America. Lowell barely got to that by the end of the hour. Second hour, Sam and Kurt broke down a bunch of news. We talked about the flourishing business of fake YouTube views. New York Times. They finally admit the truth I've been telling them forever. You can't track the truth of how many viewers or listeners you have. Oh, Sam, you just don't understand digital. Yes, I do. I've been telling you for decades, and I've been documenting story after story after story, the mother of them all. The flourishing business of fake YouTube views, written by the New York Times, literally documenting fake accounts everywhere. It's a pay-to-play scenario, folks. It's manipulated till the cows come home, and if you think it's honest and upright, good luck with that one. Furthermore, the same thing's true with vote fraud. These digital electronic capabilities can be hacked and can be manipulated, and often are. Listen carefully. The Pentagon gets broken into, folks. If we can't protect the Pentagon, how are we going to protect all these other systems, huh? All right, we talked about a flying car startup backed by Google. The founders say they offer test flights. The problem is Sam and Kurt want to take one of those flights, but we can't find out where to sign up. You know what I mean? Sounds like vaporware to me. We talked about Donald Trump tweeted, and he's spot on right. The riots in Charlottesville a year ago resulted in, quote, senseless death and division. We must come together as a nation, says Donald Trump, and I condemn all kinds of racism and acts of violence. Peace to America. Amen. I agree with him. I reject all violence and racism. Wow, that's pretty good, huh? Donald Trump, quote, said there's never been a better time to learn a trade, hone a skill, and pursue your dreams. Man, we got to focus more on that and less on the battles in the streets in America, huh, folks? We talked about race obsession by Pelosi on Sunday. She says Trump wants to make America white again. Well, I've never heard Donald say that. I want to make America moral again. Speaking of that, our good buddy Ben Carson said we called ancient civilizations heathens because they sacrificed babies. But we abort them, writes Ben Carson for LifeNews.com. Wow. President Trump grants California major disaster relief for wildfires. I don't think that's the proper role of government, Donald. Shouldn't have done it, buddy. It isn't yours to give. You should know that by now. Communist Chinese officials bulldoze a Catholic church in, quote, a surprise raid. What a shame on the Chinese. Our prayers are with the Catholics and the loss of their worship facility. Wow, Iran, and I guess Ahmadinejad, is that how you say it? I don't know. Suggests love for Trump. LeBron James spat. So bottom line is Donald and LeBron are in a big old meltdown, you know, fight, etc. You know, these arguments between these celebrities, they just serve to distract folks. Don't fall for them. You know, how do you choose between Donald Trump and LeBron? They're both right on some cases and wrong on some cases. Nevertheless, what value is it? Anyway, they talk about healthy living. Seattle woman needing a kidney transplant finds perfect match in her husband of 30 years. What a tremendous positive news story to end yesterday's broadcast on, huh, folks? Anyway, that's a recap of yesterday's news the networks refused to use. The broadcast is still available online at libertyroundtable.com. And if you find the news we bring to the table worthy, if you say, you know what? The news and commentary that Liberty Roundtable brings to the table, the guests, the people, the commentary, the insights, the headlines, all the above. If you think it's valuable, then please reciprocate and donate today. LibertyRoundtable.com. We need your donations to grow. Now, I'm not begging for your money. I've got a day job. I support my own family. All I'm saying is if you want to help us grow our presence in the media and you believe we could provide more value to more people with a little more money, then help us. LibertyRoundtable.com. By the way, we are syndicated by LibertyNewsRadio.com. That's the radio news network that syndicates our show and many other wonderful award-winning talk shows as well, including the Political Cesspool.org on the weekends, James Edwards and crew. By the way, he'll be our guest tomorrow. Jesse Lee Peterson, a good, honest, moral American who believes we need to bring dads back into families if we want to save the country. Boy, is he spot on. Anyway, a lot going on. That's the wrap-up. The news the networks refuse to use today starts now. Hey, Kurt, you with me?
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Welcome, sir. Thank you very much. Hey, your billionaire buddy's in the news. The guy's name is Tom Steyer. He's a liberal billionaire. Oh, you're not buddies with that guy? Well, you should be, because maybe he'd donate to us, Kurt.
Yeah,
but he donates another $10 million, Kurt, to Trump impeachment efforts.
Very interesting, huh?
Now, that's putting a little money where your mouth is, isn't it, Kurt?
Oh, yeah. That's right. They do it.
What do you think of that, though, man? One guy, Tom Steyer, liberal guy, $10 million to the impeachment of a president. Now, I got a question. When, and this is an interesting question, and I'm not so sure that I know the answer because it gets a little bit squirrely here. When do you have a right to put money into elections or not, dollars or not? You say, well, individuals can only donate this much by the law. So then they go ahead and they get, you know, these PACs and these bundlings and these all these different terms that allow them to donate literally unlimited amounts of money. And then when do you say it's kind of crossed the line to vote fraud or et cetera? So, you know, the people voted Donald Trump president of the United States of America. In the Electoral College, you know, the checks and balances put Donald Trump in office. Now, do you have the right to put $10 million into impeachment efforts, do you think, Kurt? I mean, at what point is there a line to where you got to either back the president or you're going to go against the president? When do you kind of get involved in insurrection slash treason slash et cetera versus when do you have your right of free speech and free action? And there's a balance there, and it's hard to know exactly where that would be, Kurt. Any thoughts on this? But when a billionaire puts $10 million into preaching the duly elected, or I'm sorry, impeaching the duly elected president, you got to kind of wonder, right?
Well, yeah, it certainly gives you pause, you know, to
what do you think? Where's that line?
What's going on? You know, of course, if it's, you know, private money, his own money, I mean, I guess the idea of, trying to impeach a president you disagree with would be something we'd say, well, you know, I mean, the guy's wanting to do this. My problem is the way that this whole election frauds and the voting, you know, and the control of the insiders and all that kind of stuff works.
It's yeah, let's talk about it. I agree with Kurt on the private money discussion, right? If you have your own private money, you should be able to do what you want. But when do you cross the line? We'll talk about it. Newspapers are doing their darndest as well. It's starting to get very strange, folks.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades, because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
So we believe in the First Amendment without a doubt, ladies and gentlemen. However, there's lines. When do you cross the line is the question. Liberal billionaire Tom Steyer donates another $10 million to Donald Trump impeachment efforts. Is that okay? How do you know when it goes too far? You got laws against, you know, funding campaigns, but all they do is use different words to circumvent the law. Sam can't donate a certain amount, but if I get to a bundling corporate kind of scenario, I can put as much money as I want into the elections. Kurt wisely pointed out, hey, he's concerned about the election fraud and some of those things, but when somebody's spending their own private money, they ought to be able to do what they want to, right? And I agree with everything Kurt says on this. However, the reason that I ask the question is because when you get Antifa out in the streets, literally committing violence against the cops, literally promoting publicly down America, America's horrible. We hope America ends. And literally committing acts of violence, property destruction in the streets, literally publicly going against America. And when you got a Tom Steyer who doesn't, you know, rumble in the streets because he's just not a have not, he's a have, and he puts $10 million into the impeachment of Donald. And then you see these headlines, it makes you go, quite quickly. Headline, quote, opposition party. Boston Globe organizing war of words against Trump. Now, this is a big story, but there's several headlines that describe it, and then we'll talk about it. More than 100 newspapers versus Trump? Question mark. And the idea here is that, hey, well over 100 newspapers organized by the Boston Globe are going to literally write columns and use, quote, their First Amendment to literally attack the president. Why? Because he attacked the press. It's a big, quote, First Amendment showdown at all levels, from Antifa in the streets to millionaires putting money into the impeachment of the president to election fraud to the media. Now, literally unifying against the president of the United States of America, Kurt. Where do you think the lines are? I've got my opinions, which I'll break down in a minute, but I want to get your take and thoughts. People need to be able to ferret through these complicated things and know where they ought to stand on these issues. Kurt?
You know, as you look at this, you know, basically out and out fight, basically, war, whatever you want to call it, between the insider media boys, you know, in this case, kind of headed up by the guys at the Boston Globe. I see the Blaze has a headline that kind of, you know, adds it up. It says Boston Globe galvanizes editorial boards and opinion writers to counter Trump's attacks on the media. So, you know, this is all done, they say, to, you know, of course, to protect themselves. And frankly, you know, I believe, you know, that there's a lot of dirt on all sides, you know, and if we want to really dig deep and get all the dirt cleaned out and straighten it up, there's a lot of dirt to be dug, you know. A good media going after, whether it's the president or any other individual, and digging and finding the truth and reporting it, you know, I'm for. Problem I've got is so many times what you see is they'll kind of leave their buddies alone, whether it's the Schumers or the Clintons or, you know, whatever else, leave them alone and give them what I'd call editorial support, or in other words, basically, you know, kind of a free ride into office so that they get the freebies from them. And
I think you're right. So it's basically the double standard or selective enforcement is what you're talking about, right?
Well, yeah, you know, get help their guy and leave the eat the other guys alive. And that's what typically we see, I think.
I agree. And I think this is part of the divide and conquer that we brought up so many times. This is just another fault line, right? And the fault line is First Amendment fault line. Hey, where do you think it stands? I mean, right now they've done polls where Donald thinks he should just be able to shut down media who disagree with him. And a lot of the public agree with him, Kurt.
Well, he's certainly outspoken when it comes to that. We think that he could, if he really wants to, you know, reduce the power of certain ones and strengthen those that are his supporters, he could do that in a much smarter way, we believe. Of course, you know, his ways aren't our ways, you know, that kind of thing, right?
Yeah, and the problem is, you know, do you have the right to spew fake news? They say that Americans trust media over Trump, says some polls. But then, you know, other places say polls show most Republicans approve of Donald Trump. Do you trust the media or do you trust Donald? And where does this all break down? And I'll tell you how I kind of figure it out. What I don't like is these big, broad stroke discussions, because there's so many issues that I believe are conflicting that need to be discussed. And so I can't give you all the answers, because you got to think through it yourself and make up your own opinion, but I can give you some guidelines, some help, if you will, ferreting through these complicated things. All right? They're not as complicated if you kind of take a page out of the IT blue book, Kurt, or playbook. And that is, you first divide things up into their little pieces, and you solve one piece at a time. If I've got computers not working or systems not working, I start to isolate little teeny pieces of it, and I test a little teeny piece at a time. And I start at one end, then I go to the other end, then I literally just ferret through and work out one issue, one issue, one issue, one issue. And slowly but surely, I isolate the problem and the discussion down to the solvable, down to the doable, down to the understandable. And that's what we need to do here with this. So don't think about the divide and picking sides. That's your first mistake, to think about, I got to be on one side or the other of the divide. No, you don't. You don't need to do that at all. Okay? What you need to do is break down issues. And then you got to ask not who's right on the issue. That would be picking sides. But you got to ask the question, what is right on a given issue? So let's take it one piece at a time, right? Liberal billionaire Tom Steyer donates another $10 million to push for the impeachment of the President of the United States. Now, I agree with Kurt Crosby. First question you got to ask, is it private money? If it is, he has the right to do whatever he wants to with his money. Kurt, let me ask you a question. Whose money is it? It's Tom's, right? It's not mine. It's not yours. It's not the public will. Okay, it's Tom's private property. So Tom can do what he wants with it. Now, let's be very careful. If Tom breaks the law, then we would stand against Tom. But we're not standing for Tom because we believe that's what he ought to use his money for. I think it's wrong for him to use his money for this in the first place. It's not what I would do. I wouldn't even do that against Barack Obama. I wouldn't spend $10 million on trying to impeach the president. I would use the process, not use my money to try to circumvent the outcome, so to speak. In other words, he has the right to do what he wants with his own money, but I believe that we ought to use the system, the Constitution, and the provisions therein, the checks and balances, properly and advocate for our cause, but I wouldn't try to use big money to, say, circumvent it. And I bring that up to say we back Tom's spending of his money in the way he sees fit. We reject if it would be public money. I simply say that he has the right to do it, and I'll defend his right even though I disagree with him doing it and how he's doing it. Sounds complicated a little bit, but you got to think through this and say the next question is this. What about all these newspapers, the Boston Globe, organizing a war of words against Donald Trump, well over 100 newspapers, literally, versus Donald Trump? Do they have that right, Kurt? Here's the answer in my opinion. If their newspapers are privately owned and controlled and funded, then they have every right to write whatever they want to write, as long as they're not calling for violence or doing something that crosses that line. I disagree with the newspapers doing this, Kurt, because I don't think it's justified. What I think they should do is realize that Donald's hit on some truth with regards to their behavior and their double standards and their manipulation of the truth and their fake news. And what they ought to do is humble themselves a little bit and clean up their act, in my opinion. However, they disagree with me, and they have every right, in my opinion, to use their newspapers if they're private as they see fit now. When they start taking government money, then we got a whole different discussion on our hands because we ought to shut that down. But Kurt, even though I disagree with these 100-plus newspapers and I disagree with the Boston Globe stance on the issue, I support 1,000% their ability or their right to do it. Let's get Kurt's comments on this. We'll talk about it. Very complicated. And I got a few other guidelines that'll help you ferret through these things. They're very complex, aren't they? This is Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Abby Johnson was once director of a Planned Parenthood clinic in Bryan, Texas, After a moral crisis, she quit, and now she campaigns against what she once endorsed.
They implement abortion quotas in all of their clinics.
What do you mean, quotas?
You have to perform a certain number of abortions every month. One of the reasons that I left...
Are they explicit about that?
Yes. It's in your budget, right there on the line item. One of the reasons I left Planned Parenthood was because in a budget meeting, I was told to double that abortion quota. And for me, as someone who had spoken to the media and had said, you know, we're about reducing the number of abortions, we're about, you know, prevention, all of these other services, I was shocked to
hear
that.
You actually worked at a Planned Parenthood, give us some sense of the relative number of abortions.
Okay. Abortions, Planned Parenthood provides over 330,000 abortions a year. They are the largest single abortion provider in our country.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
So we're talking about so many political divides and how to handle them, and I'm basically encouraging folks to understand that you got to avoid extremes, number one. Number two, you got to avoid picking sides. It doesn't matter who's right. It matters what's right. Right? And I'm submitting to all of you that one of the ways you ferret through it is break it on down to its teeny pieces and stand up for the principle at hand. So in this case of this billionaire putting $10 million into impeaching the president, Tom Steyer, he has every right to do what he wants with his own money. If it's government money, it's a different story. With regards to these newspapers, Boston Globe wanting to organize this opposition to the president. He attacked the press. The press wants to double down and attack back. Well over 100 newspapers going to chime in and attack the president of the United States. Do they have that right? And I say if they're private sector, they have that right, Kurt. And I don't agree with what they're doing, but I agree with their free speech rights to do so. I believe in the First Amendment, even when folks disagree with me, Kurt. Any thoughts on this?
Well, as far as I can tell from what you've said, there's nothing I disagree with, and I agree with those principles. I was looking over the Tom Steyer Wikipedia page, just learning a little more about the guy, at least more about what Wikipedia says anyway. To his credit, apparently he's married and married to the same woman since like 86. They've got some children. He was raised by a mom and a dad. And he has spent, some pretty good cash on a lot of things he believes in. He got a lot of his money based on, investing in things that, like in some cases would be in his, at least in the crowds he runs in, would be in what, politically incorrect. He has invested in coal mining companies and things like that. But I think what he's doing here, one of the things that he's doing is getting a little bit of repentance by, if he puts money into some preferred area for the, the guys that are against him, then that gets him some brownie points out of there. let's see.
Also gets him a lot of coverage, Kurt.
Yeah, that's right.
And free promotion. Right. We're talking about him right now.
Yeah. But I look at this whole issue and just think, they say he's kind of the opposite of the Koch brothers. Where they want to use their politics or their money to promote certain things, but he's in groups that have run heavy with Barack Obama and others in the past. Just big money people, Sam.
Well, there you go. So some of the other guidelines I'd give you, not only do you want to divide and conquer these complicated topics down to the issues so you can be for or against them, you need to use God, family, and country, and life, liberty, and property as your guide. Six words can truly help you break it on down issue by issue and say, am I for it or against it? Right? If it violates private property rights, I'm against it. If it promotes God in the traditional sense, biblically, of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, then hey, good. If it promotes no other gods before me, kind of an idea, bad. So you can use the Ten Commandments as your guide. You can use the Declaration of Independence as your guide. You can use the Constitution and the Bill of Rights as your guide. You can use Scripture and the Bible and Christian principles as your guide. You can also, though, understand that, look, if something violates the law, then you got to be against it. Sometimes, even if you don't agree with the law, right? For example, this campaign finance issue. I can't donate more than a certain amount to somebody's campaign that's against the law, so I don't do it. Some people have done it and just thumbed their nose at the law. See, I disagree with that. Now, I don't agree with the law, by the way. And if I had a chance and I was on a fully informed jury, I would basically negate the law by my vote, if you will. So I'm not saying that we just have to comply. But I'm saying there's a way to go about our compliance. And there's a time and a place to promote opposition to something. So, for example, take the IRS. I think they're evil. I think they're satanic. I think they're immoral. I think they're godless, and I think they're unconstitutional, against the law, in other words. They're just a bunch of law-breaking, rogue agent government thugs over there at the IRS. Could I be more bold in my description of who I think these evil people are? I don't think so. Now, the average guy that's your next-door neighbor that works for the IRS, though, I'm not saying he's evil. Like Joe Bannister in yesteryear, he thought he was doing the best he could for his country. He discovered the truth, and now he's an IRS opponent like you wouldn't believe. Joe Bannister, wonderful gentleman, honorable person. So I'm not saying every person that's involved is evil or bad. I'm saying the agency called the Internal Revenue Service that does not have any constitutional authority to exist. Don't go back to me and tell me the 16th Amendment. We've done research. It's not even properly ratified by the states, folks. But the IRS plays judge, jury, and executioner. It violates all the horizontal and vertical checks that our country has in place to stop these kind of abuses. Okay? They literally take private property, violate property rights. They steal money. They harass people to the nth degree. And they don't have appropriate due process guidelines in place for the protection of the people. They have their own special courts, kangaroo courts, if you will. Okay? So the system is as evil as it gets with the IRS. Now, I tell you that because there's a time and a place to oppose. If I'm going to oppose them right now and just not pay my taxes and go to jail, then I won't be on the radio. That's not very smart. I won't be with my wife every day. I won't be able to help raise my children. You could say, well, Sam, the cause is just. I would say I don't agree. What I mean is the cause, the idea is just, but the actions may not be. Right? What can I do to move the needle towards liberty the most? And you got to get on your knees before God to figure that out. And it might be different for each person. Each family, each situation. I agree with that. But what I'm saying is that when you break the law, so if I have the chance to abolish the IRS in some way, I would do it in 2 seconds. So it's all about how you go about your opposition. In the streets, is it okay to peacefully protest? Sure it is. But instead of calling it peacefully protest, I think you got to use the First Amendment words. Is it appropriate to peacefully assemble? Think about the difference of the founding words versus the words we hear in the media today. They say, hey, counter-protesters, that's their way to not talk about how evil Antifa is and some of these other violent groups. Violent as all get out, but they call them counter-protesters. Hey, anybody has the right to peacefully assemble. You wouldn't have cops forcing people in separate groups with barricades. What if they all want to assemble together? Can they do it peacefully? And what that requires is the police to truly take that guideline from the First Amendment seriously. If people aren't peaceful, they need to be arrested and stopped. Everybody else is free to move about the cabin, to pardon a phrase, right? Okay, well, that's the problem when we divide these people up and say, well, you're free to assemble in your own little area, away from one another. Well, wait a minute, is that free to assemble? Okay, so you got to break these issues down little by little and understand them. I support the freedom to assemble. I support the freedom to speak and say what you want to. But there are lines to that. And I think it's okay to have your own opinions and beliefs. And I'll defend your rights, even if I completely disagree with you. So am I defending the folks that the right, Unite the Right folks? Some would say the Nazis, or some would say the extreme parts of those. Do I agree with them? Absolutely not. Do I support their right to speak out? Sure. Same with the Bernie Sanders, completely left crowd. They have the right to speak out. The second either of these groups break the law or turn to violence, then I have to reject their actions. And Donald Trump said there was good people and bad people on both sides of that thing. He got beat up relentlessly for that, but he was absolutely right. And the more we see the abuse taking place, the more we see that Donald Trump was absolutely correct. I bring all this up because I want people to think through it. We reject the violation of laws. We reject violence. We support the First Amendment. We think people have the right to do what they want to with their own private property. But we turn to these guidelines for success. That is, the Constitution, to ratchet down government using the checks and balances, vertical and horizontal separations of powers for the protection of the people so government doesn't get too out of control. We support biblical guidelines like the Ten Commandments to help the people know what guidelines given by God should govern them or us. And then we basically teach people correct principles and let them govern themselves. That's how we go about it. And we believe we can agree to disagree agreeably. We can go to a place. And you know what? We should be able to talk this out. The white supremacists, if you want to call them that, which I don't even know that I like these labels, or Antifa, or, you know, fascists or anti-fascists or whatever division line they want. All these people should be able to come together to peacefully assemble, to articulate their views, and to be kind. I'm not interested in violence. I'm not going to any rallies with a baseball bat or with a club or with a stick or with an intent to harm private property or to rumble in the streets or cause any problem with anyone. We need to understand these principles, folks, and we need to break them down and use common sense guidelines to protect ourselves. By the way, who's to blame for California's raging infernos and the fires? Barbara Simpson writes a piece on this. Kurt will break it down for you in just seconds on your radio.
To leave a message, press 1. To change your message, press 7.
Hey, Mom, Dad, Mark here. Wow, I love college, really. I never knew living on my own could be so, good for me.
To change your message, press 7.
So, here I am at college. It's cool. Well, of course, it's only been a week.
To change your message.
Hey, it's me. I was just remembering that time I hit my first home run, you know, through the garage window. Thanks for not being mad. No.
To change your...
Hi. Boy, I miss you guys. I miss my room. I miss waking up to warm socks straight from the dryer. Warm socks?
Family. Isn't it about time?
Hi, it's Mark. Love you guys. I'll call you later.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
K-100. Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? As a physician, I have looked into the eyes of one-pound babies. I have cradled their small bodies in the palm of one hand. I defy those who are careless, who would disregard life and look at these tiny little miracles and say, we're not going to protect that.
But I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, who's to blame for California's raging infernos? Barbara Simpson writes the piece. Kurt's got the details. Kurt?
You know, just looking down through it, the lady says she's from California, and, you know, she's quite concerned. You know, she looks around, sees all the different fires in the different areas of the state, and then she brings out who or what is to blame for all this destruction. You know, and she says, if you listen to California Governor Jerry Brown, she calls him an avowed environmentalist. This is the new normal. And, you know, he's saying it's caused by man-made climate change and we ought to get used to it. And, you know, she goes on to say some different things. But, you know, the thing that I don't see, Sam, is that I don't really see any points about the fact that there's somebody in charge of the whole planet. We call him God. Now, she does mention heaven at the end. She says, heaven only knows what we'll face as the weeks pass, but it won't be good, and the latest weather forecast is for continued triple-digit temps. My problem is, none of these people talking about it mention the fact that God is in charge. He's the giver of what's called his Ten Commandments. These aren't suggestions. They're commandments, or in other words, you know, these are have to be done things.
Yeah, you know what I call them, Kurt? And guidelines for success.
That's right.
Because we need to understand, when God gives a commandment, it's not because he just wants to shut us down or ruin our lives. No. He gives us structure and guidelines that will let us be successful. And if we obey, then success and blessings happen. If we disobey, which we have the right to choose, we suffer the consequences, Kurt.
Yeah, good point. You know, and she does go through and say that, hey, the federal government and all its you know, messing around with property and forests and all that stuff has just caused a gigantic fire hazard. You know, I'm with her on that part. But why not say, look, you know, Scripture's clear on this.
But you know what that requires, don't you,
Kurt? When the people, well,
it requires two things. You believe in God, one, and two, you have the guts to say it, Kurt.
Yeah, and you know, you just don't see it in the media. But, you know, the bottom line is you'd have to look and say, hey, when the people were wicked, then God has punished them. This has happened over time and time again. Punished them with what they call famines, which, you know, when you have very little water, then everything gets really dry. And then, hey, when a fire starts, hey, there's
how do you put it out?
A lot of death and destruction. And I'll tell you what, there's a whole lot of people that are praying and trying to return to God to hope that he'll, quote, heal our land.
I'm one of them, Kurt.
In places, yeah, in places like where these fires are, I guarantee you.
And those guys will just tell you, if I'm one of them, that's just signs of a frenzied, weak mind, wouldn't they, Kurt?
Yeah, good point. You know,
but I would say it sounds
a crush,
solutions.
A religious crush.
It sounds solutions for the salvation of saints. That's the real truth,
yeah,
folks.
Good point.
But nevertheless, that's just me. Hey, Kurt, are you listening to the rapper Ice Cube these days or what?
Well, I really
not
can't
really
tell
listening
you a lot about what who he is or whatever. Yeah. But I saw this headline from our buddies there at Breitbart, and I just gotta say, it's kind of unusual to agree with a rapper, for me at least. he says the headline, rapper Ice Cube. This is the guy's name, and it's not a rapper that you put on a package or something. That's the what he does. He does rap music, and his name is Ice Cube, I guess. He says Cowboys QB or quarterback, the guy's name is Dak Prescott, should stand his ground on patriotic support for the national anthem. I mean, you talk about, being politically incorrect, but it's cool to see some of these different guys with some, different, what would you say?
And they're both black, aren't they, Kurt? That rapper and that quarterback, aren't they, Kurt?
That's right. I mean, basically.
And I bring that up not because I care that they're black, because I bring it up to say it's about ideas and issues, folks. Not about race.
And, he says he's coming to Prescott's defense. The rapper and actor refused to criticize Prescott for turning his back on black victimology.
See, that's all
and
bogus.
Groupthink. Yeah, but he's going along and standing up for what?
Well, he is, and that's right and good. I'm just saying
right,
this groupthink idea and that somehow he's a traitor is bogus.
I guess Ice Cube, it's just weird to call somebody Ice Cube, but it says, he said, you should do what you feel.
That's right.
What's supposed to be great about being an American.
You can actually think for yourself.
You do what you feel. You don't have to be in lockstep with anybody, not the community, not with the coach, not the owner. You do what you feel, and when you do that, sometimes you got to let the chips fall where they may and live with your decision.
And I think that's right, and I think the other rapper that stood up with Donald Trump has made that point too, that, hey, I don't have to be on this reservation of what you guys say I want to think and believe. I can do what I want to, and I think we need more and more of that independent thinking and more of that saying, I'm going to do what I believe and what I feel to be correct and right and honorable. So I think him turning his back on this group thing is a wonderful thing, but I think this idea that he's a traitor because he's done that is just absolutely wrongheaded, Kurt.
Yep.
And by the way, should we just make up a rap, too? We could do things like this. We could just say, and we could, it'd be something like this. Stand for the flag, stand for the bell, do what's right, or end up going to. Don't tell me what to do, what to think, what to say. See, we could create our own raps. We might not be as good as they are, Kurt, but we could try, right?
The rapper went on to say, it didn't seem like he was rapping here, but anyway, he said, what I think he's doing is what everybody should probably do, is make a decision and live with that and roll with that. At a certain point, it becomes everybody else's problem, not his. It's only his problem if he allows it to be. If he allows somebody to change his position, you got to live with the decision.
See, and I think he's right on that too, Kurt. Pretty soon this guy will be turning to God, and I would commend him.
There you go. Good
Stand job. Your ground on patriotic support for the national anthem. ICE is right, and we're right, Kurt. Or Ice Cube is right. By the way, Trump admin's in the news, Kurt.
Yeah, well, the bottom line, Sam, is, if the Obamas had done this, then everybody would be talking about it. Being really cool.
Saying how awesome and groundbreaking and everything else, wouldn't they, Kurt?
Well, I think they would, don't you think?
Absolutely.
The headline reads, the Trump administration names first female border patrol chief. But I think you're going to have a hard time finding anybody else talking about this.
Well, they're just too busy telling you how much he hates women, Kurt, for you to get this headline.
And
I'm not really here to celebrate, putting a female in office and, it being the first one is the big thing. Not that I have a problem with females participating in things that are great and everything. I guess I'm just saying it would be big fanfare if it was Barack or Bill and Hillary that did this. But when it's Donald that does that, it just simply gets obliterated in the headlines of abuse, right?
That's exactly.
Because how do you get these 100-plus papers to go against the Donald completely if people start to hear these kind of things, Kurt? Then pretty soon the papers are out of step with what's going on, too.
Good point.
And that's the problem that I have with their coverage. See, one of the differences about Liberty Roundtable and Sam and Kurt, we clearly wear our agenda and our beliefs in our, on our sleeve. I give you six words that tell you what this program is about. We promote God, family, and country. We protect life, liberty, and property. Six words. Or seven if you say promote and protect. It's eight
and,
words, right?
Yeah.
But either way, the point is there's three key components and then three key components. Life, liberty, property, God, family, country. Okay? Anyway, but yet we support the right of other people to think differently than we do. And we would not take away their right. And we would not be hostile about their right either. So, for example, when Trump administration, you know, puts or names first Border Patrol chief female, hey, we're going to tell you about that. Do you like that? You think that's good? Well, I think no matter what, we should report it. Number one. And number two, no matter what, whether you agree with them or disagree with them on it, it's your own opinion. But I would say this. It's the first time it's been done and it's news. Where's everybody else to be fair about that truth? All right. Colleges are getting in trouble, Kurt.
Good point, Sam. In this case, the headline from the WorldNet Daily Boys, the headline reads, College Boots Christians for Asking Leaders to Be Christian. So
how
what
dare
you've
them?
Got, Sam, is so you've got these
what do you expect
different,
to do, Kurt?
Different groups, you know, like in one case, it says a school also kicked off a number of other groups, including the Chinese Student Christian Fellowship, the Latter-day Saint Student Association, and the Sikh Awareness Club. Sikh is a certain kind of religion, I guess. But, you know, what they say is the university has decided to ban student religious groups from requiring their leaders to hold their religious beliefs. So, in other words...
Imagine that. You want to be part of our group, and we expect you to believe what we believe, Kurt.
Yeah, it's just... It's just wacky stuff, but, you know.
What about free association? Hey, I freely want you to be with us if you believe like we do. And, you know, if you don't, then you need to go your own way and go to some other group that believes like you do.
The pro-choice crowd isn't really much for
choice,
letting
no.
you choose, are they? And they quote somebody named Christina Schrock. She's student president of InterVarsity Graduate Christian Fellowship. She says, we're grateful to have been part of the university community for 25 years, and we think that the university has been a richer place for having Sikh, Muslim, Mormon, Catholic, Jewish, atheist, and Christian groups. Because we love our school, we hope it reconsiders and lets religious groups continue to authentically reflect their religious roots.
And what do you think, Kurt?
What do I think?
Yeah.
Most of the time, my problem is the government schools getting
out
government
of control.
Money.
I think they ought to just let these people worship however what they may.
Yeah, but, you know, if you take the government money out of it, and it's a private school, and they say, well, we don't want Mormons or whatever, then...
They can say that.
They should be able to do that, but... You know, what I don't like so many times is they promote one group of people, you know, say it's the...
Yeah, above another with the taxpayers' money.
That's right.
But here's the deal, though. If a private school doesn't want Mormons involved, I'm a Mormon. I'd say they have every right. What they don't have the right to do is get violent or break the laws or abuse one another. But they have the right to say, hey, we don't want your kind here. Mm-hmm. Well, all right, there's a fight to read the Bible going on, too, Kurt, to wrap up the hour.
Yeah, that's a great point, Sam. And, I mean, just imagine that going on around the world. In this case, a fight to read the Bible in public hits Britain. And I guess folks are standing up and trying to, you know, read the Holy Word. And, boy, that's going to tick some people off. You know what I mean, Sam?
I say let's bust out and peacefully have more of it.
Yeah, amen.
Hey, we follow the Prince of Peace, and we're going to just, you know, I mean, just imagine. Is reading a revolutionary act these days, ladies and gentlemen?
Apparently so.
If you read the Bible, yes. If you read 50 Shades of Grey, no. Wow.
Great.
All right. Well, thanks for being alongside for the Right Hour, One in the Can. Hour 2 coming up. Donate today, would you please? LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. We declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. The only question left is, will you help? This nation shall endure.